you've heard since Funkadelic.
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Station is CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called Music for the Observant, on from 2 to 3 p.m. today. This afternoon, in about, I don't know, 10 to 15 minutes, I will have a live interview with a band called Grays, who are from Toronto. That's Grays with the British / Canadian spelling, so with an E, from Toronto. They're on tour. They were in Calgary yesterday, on their way here to Vancouver to play a show tomorrow night with Needs at the Wise Hall. So I'm going to go ahead and start off playing you some Needs from their self-titled release from earlier this year. Can't quite tell you the title of the song. The gist of it, it's called Did You Just Call Me Lord Fudgehead? We're going to hear that. And in the meantime, I'm going to work on getting Grays on the phone, and we will chat with them. So stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, the University of British Columbia, Canada. And this is Needs, playing tomorrow night at the Wise Hall.
Just need to be able to go.
right. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This program is called Muzak for the Observant. And the band you just heard, they're called Grays. They're from Toronto. And I've got them on the phone. Are you guys there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. How's it going? You guys are on the road, literally, right now.
On the road.
Yes.
Yeah, we're just stopping over in Golden right now. The roads are okay. So, yeah.
No major floods, no catastrophes. Doing all right?
No. Saw like a burnt out husk of a Greyhound bus, but luckily no one
really
hurt.
Okay.
That accident. So apparently the bus just caught on fire.
just spontaneous combustion.
That can happen.
Wow.
Yeah. So just be careful next time you're on a Greyhound.
Well, it's as in Spinal Tap, the drummers, they just go up in flames. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Quickly, let's who are Grays? So who do we have in the car? You want to go around quickly, introduce yourselves, what you do in the band?
To say just passing the phone around, I have Colin Gillespie in the back seat, Cam Graham in the bench behind me. I myself am in the passenger seat, Brayden Craig. And in the driver's seat right now is Shahzad Jawani.
Great. And as I mentioned, you guys are coming all the way from Toronto on a cross-country tour. Is that about it?
Yeah. We're touring across Canada with our friends in Indian Handcrafts right now. And then after Vancouver, we split up with them and we do some dates in like California and Texas.
Okay. So you need to prepare to make the trek across the border, get all of your things in order, get all your questions straight.
That border is the toughest one, or has been for us in the past. So looking forward to crossing it, but also being careful.
So
it'll be nice to go somewhere warm though after being here in the snow.
Yeah, it's turning. The tides are turning with the weather here.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were in Calgary last night, yes?
Yeah, we were. It was great.
At Broken City, I was looking.
For sure.
So I know they have a nice patio on the roof, but I imagine it wasn't quite patio weather. I imagine you were in the bar downstairs. Yeah,
definitely not outside. But that is definitely our favorite place to play in Calgary, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So I only know it from Sled Island when I've gone and visited all the venues there. Have you been at other good spots in Calgary? Any highlights?
Besides Broken City, I haven't really been to many other spots in Calgary, to be completely honest. I know there's shows at Palomino as well, and I think I've been there. We've been there once before, but most of the time we play at Broken City, yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. To get to know the band a little bit more, random questions, if you can answer
these
off the top of your head.
I love it.
Maybe as a group. Top five records of all time?
The top five records as a group. Hmm. you guys? Right now. Of all time or of currently?
All time. Whatever comes to your head.
Whatever comes to your head. There's a band from Toronto called the Soup Cans.
Oh, great.
They have a new record that just came out, I think, a few days ago.
Soft Party.
Called Soft Party.
Very good.
Yeah, and it's insanely good.
Yeah.
That's all five.
That's all five. All right, great. There's the new. Yeah. The next release you have, Repulsion EP, right? Going to be on Buzz. And there's the Hussy record that just came out on Buzz that I think is terrific. I don't know.
Which is also very good. Yeah, anything released by that label is great.
Yeah, great. How about movies? What are the movie tastes?
Movies, top five ever. The Third Man for sure is one. That's a great movie. The Shining. I guess we're gonna watch that tonight. Repulsion. Which the EP is named after. Chinatown. We need one more. Alien. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one. Okay. Although I have to get the opinion of whoever said that. Do you feel as if Ridley Scott is going over the edge with these prequels of the Alien franchise?
I'm excited for them. I know Prometheus was awful.
But, you know, I don't think it was that bad. I just don't know if the story makes any sense. You know?
Oh, it made no sense, but I'm willing to give him another chance.
Okay.
Yeah. One more, though. That's all he gets.
I saw a brief interview that he says he wants to re-resurrect the Beast because he thought that the spinoffs that he didn't do ruined it, and now he's trying to fix the Alien story.
I don't think anyone watched that spinoff.
Yeah. All right, and also, so you mentioned Repulsion. What is that movie that the new EP is named after?
Shahzad can feel that a little more. Repulsion, what's that movie all about? Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Me, Shahzad from Grace. Repulsion by Roman Polanski is about a woman who has suffered a lot of trauma and is sick of all the men in her life, something we can all relate to, and she kind of goes nuts. Her sister, she lives with her sister, and she leaves for a vacation with her boyfriend, and she just kind of slowly goes crazy based on, like, the advances of various men in her life, including, like, one suitor and her landlord and her sister's boyfriend as well, and, yeah, she just loses her mind over time, and it's really a harrowing movie that's really, really great.
Sounds good. All right. So
I'll give it back to Brayden.
All right. All right. You got to focus on driving. All right.
Yes, I'm back now.
All right. So another general question is general influences of the group musically, and one that might fit that is also going to be tied into the Repulsion reference. Dinosaur Jr. has a song called Repulsion off of their first record. I was wondering if that is an influence of yours, or if there are other major bands that as a group have inspired you to make the music.
That one minorly, but we all kind of bring different things to the table that inspire us for sure throughout the writing process, especially of this EP. Compared to the other ones, we're just trying to go away from what we're comfortable doing. And just trying to pull different aspects of different kinds of music that we all enjoy and kind of just mix it together to create something that is different from what we have done in the past.
Great. So how does, in the car while driving, I'm sure there's a lot of time that you need to kill, how does the DJing situation work, or is there any DJing? Is it dead silence?
DJ-wise, well, we all have new iPhones, and we cannot connect them to our radio. So Shahzad is the only one with an iPod. So when he's driving, we listen to music. And when anyone else is driving, it's either silence or the radio, which surprisingly has a lot of good music on it, as I'm sure you're well aware.
It'll happen from time to time. Although when you're in the middle of the mountains or something, you might not be getting what you'd expect out of the radio.
Definitely not, but Shahzad is driving now, so the iPod's working, and that is excellent.
Great. So you're playing tomorrow night, a show here in Vancouver, at the Wise Hall, I believe, yes?
That is correct.
With Needs. Want to say anything about the show? Anything interesting going to be happening?
It should be great. Needs is a really good band, and every time we come through Vancouver over the past little while, we've played with them. They're really nice guys, and they write very nice music. So it's just exciting to be able to hang out and play with them in their hometown. It's always a good time.
Yeah. Do you make it to Vancouver often? When was the last time?
It's kind of like on a once a year, more, but pretty much once a year basis. We either come out here normally in like the spring or summer, and this year we've just chosen to do it in the winter.
Well, today's a nice day. You'll drive into a smooth setting. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Thankfully.
Do you have any go-to spots in Vancouver when you're here? Any good eats, things of that
nature? Our friend Colin, who is the guitarist in Needs, kind of just takes us wherever, and I never know the names, but we've been to a taco place that's delicious, and that's about it. I wish I could be more helpful.
No, that's all right. How about if someone were visiting Toronto, what are some top places to gorge yourself or to have a nice light meal.
Oh man,
might be,
there's
maybe
a
hidden gems that people wouldn't know.
A place called Canton Chili, and it makes really, really spicy, like it's Manchurian food. So it's kind of a mix between like Chinese food and Indian food. It'll hurt you for sure,
yeah,
but it's delicious. Canton Chili, I can't endorse that enough. It's the best.
And how about any others? Do you have any others?
Oh, I was going to say that's pretty much all I eat when I'm home.
Okay, cool. So is that a situation where you walk in and they know you and you kind of, you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I'm going to get the same thing, but it's a little bit embarrassing?
They're quite rude to me, actually, but that's
okay.
Part of the charm of the restaurant.
All right.
Don't let that discourage you.
What are some good, like, underground venues that are happening in Toronto? Are there a lot? Do you think things are thriving there nowadays? Or is it...
Like, over the past few years, a lot have kind of popped up. There's a really good spot called Soy Bomb that a friend of ours runs, and pretty much any kind of DIY touring band that comes through town can get in touch and play there, if they're not awful. But, yeah, it's a really cool venue. It's above a bike shop. Normally the shows are like $5 or free. Yeah, and it's just a really important thing to have in the city because Toronto's had a real lack of, like, kind of cool underground spots like that. They also, it's like all ages all the time.
Oh, great.
Which is also good because those don't really exist in Toronto either. Yeah. Or if it is an all ages show, it's like super early. But yeah, at Soy Bomb, they kind of just let whoever come. And if you can pay, that's cool. If you can't, that's cool too. And yeah, I'd say that's the best venue in the city for kind of like underground shows. The Smiling Buddha as well is also a good spot for sure.
Cool. Is there a noted influence, whether this is positive, negative, or neutral, of the famous export from Toronto, Drake, Aubrey Graham? Do you run into, do people mention Drake to you a lot? Like, oh, you're from the six or something, and you use silly slang that he's come up with. Has that happened over the last year or two?
It happens. I mean, I personally don't mind him as an artist, okay. But everyone else in my band feels quite differently. So I'll touch on that subject lightly.
Okay.
He's good, though. He's okay. I don't mind him. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, it's his influence is imposing though. He might be fine, but yeah.
I refrain from calling the city
the six. Yeah.
But you know, to each their own. I think Toronto is just fine. What do you guys call Vancouver? Is there any kind of special name for it? The coup.
People like that's what I want it to be. I would love for everybody to call it the coup. That's what I say. I only know like two people that say that. Everyone else says Van City. I'd love for it to be the coup. So if you can promote that.
City. I'm going to start calling it the coup.
That's what I would hope. So let's spread that and then we'll make it the coup. That'd be great.
If I take anything from this interview, it will be that. The coup.
The coup. All right. Apart from promo for the band, apart from being in the coup tomorrow night, as I mentioned briefly earlier, you have a new EP coming out. You want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah. We recorded that in Montreal at a space called Hotel to Tango with a guy named Howard Billerman. And it was interesting for us because normally before we've recorded in Toronto and had our friend and producer Mike Rocha be there with us. So we kind of stepped out of our comfort zone. Went to like a new city, new space with new people, and it was really, really fun. But then we ended up going back to that very same studio in October to record a full length with our old producer. We brought our producer, Mike Rocha, there, and that's good too. So hopefully in the future when you hear that, you don't hate it.
All right.
Great. It's more, but it's definitely more in the vein of Repulsion than our older stuff for sure, kind of moving away from what we used to do.
So what's the time frame on that? Repulsion, that's coming out soon, or did it just come out? What is the date on that?
It came out October 30th, I believe.
End of October, okay.
Yeah, we recorded that in June, and then we recorded the full length in October, and that should be out, I think, in March. But I don't know if there's like a set date yet. We're not even done the record yet, but it should be done soon.
Great. And then would there be plans on more extensive touring? Are you a band that's really into the tour life, or is it something that weighs on you a little bit?
It's kind of, we're kind of just like planning out the next like 6 months of our lives with the rollout of the record. So yeah, touring's the best. I love doing it.
Great.
Love driving through the icy mountains.
Any highlights, weird stories that could be mentioned on the way thus far? Other than a ghost, a burnt out ghost bus, other than that.
That was, I think that's the weirdest thing I've seen so far. Not really. I mean, it's been a pretty, it's been a fun, fun tour with no real events, good or bad, that have happened. Besides the shows. Shows have been good. Bad events, maybe a show in Des Moines, Iowa. There was no one there.
Okay.
But nothing really spooky.
Is there anyone in Des Moines, Iowa in general?
I mean, that's where Slipknot's from, so I was to go there. Well, the guy who changed our oil in Des Moines, Iowa, used to be in a band with the drummer from Slipknot.
Really? Okay.
Interesting story, yeah.
That is.
But they don't talk anymore, apparently.
You know, they went pop, so no one's into
it. Yeah. They parted ways. Amicably, I hope. But you never know.
All right. About wrapping things up here. The perfect road time killer, in my opinion, are would you rather questions. So I don't have any great ones. There are some really good ones, but the only one that came to my head as I was sitting here trying to think, would you rather not have to sleep? So only have to sleep maybe an hour or two a night. So you're awake for 23 hours a day.
Oh my God.
But you die, say, in your 50s or 60s, maybe 50s.
Okay.
Or you have to sleep, you're required to sleep 9 hours a night, so your days are much shorter, more like a normal schedule, I guess. But you live until you're 70 or so.
Well, I sleep an inordinate amount. I will sleep for 8 hours, get in the van, and sleep for another six if there is that long of a drive. Some say I might be wasting my life, but I like sleep, you know. But apparently, if you sleep too much, you die quicker.
Yeah, so scientifically, it might not work out.
So, fingers crossed I live to be that old, but maybe it'll go more towards the 50, even though I sleep all the time. So, am I just wasting my life? I don't know.
That's the weird part of the question. It seems like an easy answer that you just take the sleep. Because, like, what do you do? What do you do in all those extra hours?
Just try and sleep.
Yeah, I would have no way of killing, you know, midnight to 4 a.m. every day.
Exactly. So.
Anyhow.
Exactly.
All right. So, good luck with the rest of the road. Hopefully the rest of the trip is okay getting to Vancouver.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and one more time. Just to mention the show tomorrow night for anybody listening. Tomorrow night at Wise Hall with Needs. And is it Imperial Handcrafts? Is that?
Indian Handcrafts.
Indian Handcrafts. Why would I say?
Yeah, they're a very good band.
Great. And yeah. Grace.
Most
here
certainly.
In Vancouver. And how can people find your music, listen to your music?
So we're on Bandcamp for sure and Facebook. And you can also get it through the Buzz Records Bandcamp or SoundCloud as well.
Great.
Cool.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time. I'm also just remembered, I'm going to get a song request or two from you to finish out the rest of the show here. Is there anything that's been stuck in the head or whatever?
I'm going to say number one, Highway Star by Deep Purple.
Highway Star, Deep Purple.
It's an excellent song. Another song that you guys would like to put on the radio.
More Than This by Roxy Music.
More Than This by Roxy Music.
More Than This, Roxy Music. Okay, great. So as I dig those up, I'm going to transition with some Feeder off the new Hussy record. Pass.
Nice.
And then we'll get some Deep Purple and Roxy Music.
So, awesome.
Thanks so much for taking the time. You guys.
Yeah, no worries, man. Thank you.
Yeah, while you're on the road. And good luck tomorrow night. Thanks.
Thank you very much, man.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on out for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
so sad?
Oh, nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost
tune in to Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This program is called Muzak for the Observant. And if you have been tuned in, then you heard a live on-the-road interview with the Toronto rock and roll band Grays. Grays with an E. They're a group on Buzz Records now, who just came out with an EP called Repulsion. And just another Buzz Records, just rolling them out, rolling out the smash hits. It's been a good year for Buzz Records. The Dilly Dally record, Hussy with Basque, Fake Palms, etc. They recommended a couple songs. Well, actually, first of all, they're playing a show tomorrow night. It's the reason I got them on the phone. It's the reason they're on the road. They're on a cross-country tour. And played in Calgary last night, coming here to Vancouver to play tomorrow night at the Wise Hall with Needs and Indian Handcrafts, another group from Ontario, who we're going to hear in a bit. Before signing off, I asked for a couple of requests, and that is the last one you heard was Deep Purple, a song called Highway Star off of Machine Head, and that was per request of Grays. And this next one is their second request, Roxy Music, More Than This. We're going to hear some Roxy Music here on CITR 101.9. Last time that happened, I don't know. It would be an interesting question to investigate. Anyhow, Roxy Music, and then I'll get some Indian Handcrafts on afterwards. You're tuned into Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m.
Oh,
Other Jesus, their new record, so Everything is Problematic. They are going to be playing here at CITR live next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. So try to stay up to date if you want to catch that. Likely would try and rebroadcast any performance that they would do on this program as well. It's Other Jesus. There's some new spinoffs happening from that band that used to seemingly play every weekend, but now there's some new projects and things are slowing down a little bit. But of course, they have given us the new record as well. We heard Indian Handcrafts before that with a song called Degenerate Case, and they are on tour with Grays, who, if you've been tuned into the program, I had a phone interview with. So Grays are going to be here in town. They're from Toronto, going to be here at the Wise Hall tomorrow night with Needs and Indian Handcrafts. Go check it out. Should be good. Just about it for the show this week. Marco should be up next with Astro Talk. To fade things out, I probably won't get the whole track. It's a long one. But there is a new album by a band called PC Worship from New York, and it's called Basement Hysteria. And it is so, so freaking good that I'm going to just go ahead and play the opening track to fade things out here. It's called Done. Thank you for listening. This has been Muzak for The Observant on CITR 101.9, and I am done.